This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Chris McDaniel. The Columbia City Council approved a $500,000 plan yesterday that will renovate worn-out sidewalks on both Fairview and Rollins Road. Both streets are near Fairview Elementary School, and according to Public Works spokesperson Jill Stedham, the updates were approved to improve public safety.
There are some sections in, you know, the Fairview and Rollins area where children were actually walking in the street to be able to get to the school. So this will definitely make it safer.
The school system also hopes the renovated sidewalk will encourage students to walk or bike to school. Though the project has been approved, a timetable for construction has yet to be determined. A new business group opposed to an expansion of union powers says it plans to be heavily involved in Missouri's U.S. Senate and House races. The group, called the Coalition to Protect Missouri Jobs, opposes a federal initiative that would provide union organizers with access to the phone numbers and email addresses of employees at specific companies. The coalition announced its formation today at the Missouri Capitol. Group Director Jason Clint says the coalition is funded by businesses and is affiliated with the National Workforce Fairness Institute. He says the group wants to survey candidates about union issues and will be highly involved in educating voters about their positions. As of yet, turnout has been low today for Columbia's local election. KBIA's Drew Brackett visited the polling centers and has more.
Voters in Columbia's 2nd and 6th wards will be electing new city council members, while the rest of the city will vote on two new school board members and new tax levies. Columbia resident David Harrison says he will stick to voting on the issues.
The school bond issues, my ward is not even, it's not in the elections this time, so I'm mostly just voting for the school bonds and levies.
Some Columbia residents, like Bonnie Bourne, just want to make their opinions heard.
I vote in every election because I'm a citizen, and I like the idea that I have a say in who the leaders of our community are.
Voters can vote until 7 tonight. Drew Brackett, KBIA News.
Now, a small town 2 hours north of Columbia is also voting today. Novinger is deciding on a proposition that would implement the town's first ever sales tax. The town is just under 500 people, and the proposed tax is a 1% sales tax and is estimated to raise between $10,000 and $15,000 annually. Mayor Jeff Dodson says due to a recent decline in the town's population, the tax should make up for some of the lost revenue. He hopes to use the money for public projects that will benefit both citizens and visitors.
We've got a lot of new businesses that are springing up. And when we looked at the needs that we were trying to meet, basically roads and storm drainage, it was a good revenue source that would spread out the responsibility to everyone that uses our roads.
Governor Jay Nixon will lead a delegation of business and manufacturing leaders to Brazil later this month. The governor says he plans to sign an agreement with the governor of Sao Paulo, Brazil's largest state, to open and expand new markets for Missouri businesses. Nixon touted recent statistics that show Missouri's export market is improving.
In 2011, Missouri businesses set an all-time record for selling Missouri-made goods and products around the world. $14.1 billion of sales of Missouri products. $14.1 billion.
Brazil ranks as the world's 7th largest economy. The governor said he will also meet with high-ranking officials in Brazilian commerce, industry, and defense in his attempt to increase Missouri's exports to the South American nation. For KBIA News, I'm Chris McDaniel.